Welcome to Voices of Blessed Sacrament. Each week we break open God's Word and share stories of faith and family, all to help one another recognize and experience the presence of God. The Nativity of the Lord. The Gospel according to Luke. In those days, a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that the whole world should be enrolled. This was the first enrollment when Quirinius was governor of Syria. So all went to be enrolled, each to his own town. And Joseph too went up from Galilee, from the town of Nazareth, to Judea, to the city of David that is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and family of David, to be enrolled with Mary, his betrothed, who was with child. While they were there, the time came for her to have her child, and she gave birth to her firstborn son. She wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. Now there were shepherds in that region living in the fields and keeping the night watch over their flock. The angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were struck with great fear. The angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for behold, I proclaim to you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. For today in the city of David, a Savior has been born for you, who is Christ and Lord. And this will be a sign for you. You will find an infant wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was a multitude of the heavenly hosts with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to those on whom his favor rests." I have a manger scene that my grandma gave to me before she passed away. Every year, as I set it out, I always chuckle. It seems like my grandma would take misfit figurines from other manger scenes and add them to hers, now mine. A shepherd that didn't quite match, an extra sheep, maybe someone missing an arm. It never bothered her, because everyone had a place. This year, as I was making space for this special nativity scene, I found a Forky figurine that my nephew had tucked away at my entertainment center. Now, for those of you who don't know who Forky is, he's a character from the Toy Story franchise, and he's literally a spork. A piece of trash turned into a toy who spends most of the movie insisting he doesn't belong. And I did what I think Grammy would have done. I added him to the nativity scene. Because why not? Because what I love about this gospel story is that when Jesus is born, wrapped in swaddling clothes, laid in a feeding trough, who did the angels go announce it to? They don't go to kings. They don't go to religious leaders. They don't go to people with power, education, or influence. The Magi are still a long way off. Instead, the angels go into the fields, to shepherds, to the men who were working the night shift, to people who lived on the margins of society, to those who were necessary but rarely respected. Now, historically, shepherds weren't romantic figures the way we imagine them today. In the first century, shepherds were considered unreliable. Their work kept them constantly unclean according to religious law. They were often poor, uneducated, and distrusted. So much so that their testimony wasn't always accepted in court. They were part of the everyday fabric of life. Always there. Easily ignored. And yet, they're the ones the angels chose. I imagine they were completely taken aback because they weren't special. They weren't waiting for a sign. They weren't expecting good news. They were just doing their jobs, surrounded by sheep, and probably a few herding dogs like my Australian shepherd, Caspian. And still, heaven breaks open for them. This is a theme throughout Luke's gospel, the great reversal. The lowly are lifted up. The overlooked are seen. The ones society deems expendable are shown to be central to the kingdom of God. So, of course, the Savior of the world isn't born into a palace. Of course, he isn't placed in silk or gold. He isn't even born in a house. He's born in a stable, laid in a manger. A pretty humble entrance into the world for the God who spoke the universe into existence. And that's why I think Forky belongs there too. Because the manger is an open invitation. It's for the shepherds, those the world overlooks. It's for the misfits and the outsiders. It's for the people society labels as unworthy. And maybe, most importantly, it's for us. On those days that we don't feel worthy. When we feel like we don't belong. When we feel too broken, too ordinary, too messy to be included. The good news of Christmas is that Christ doesn't wait for us to clean ourselves up or prove our value. He comes anyway, right into the mess, right into the margins, right into a feeding trough. Everyone is invited to the manger, even a spork, even shepherds, even us. So, if you're listening and you've ever been told that you don't belong, please, 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 please hear this clearly. You are welcome here. At the manger, in this story, in the kingdom of God. Not because you've earned it, not because you fit someone else's expectations, but because Christ came for you. And here's the part we can't ignore. If we believe that, if we really believe the angels went first to the shepherds, then welcoming others is not optional for us. This is the work. We don't get to build fences where God built a manger. We don't get to decide who's worthy of the good news. We don't get to guard the door when heaven threw it wide open. The call of Christmas is not just to come and see. It's to make room. To make room in our churches, at our tables, in our conversations, in our assumptions. To welcome the people society ignores. The people faith communities have pushed out, the people who have been told by words or by silence that they don't belong. Because if the shepherds were welcomed first, then everyone is welcome. Always. So, this Christmas and beyond, may we be the kind of people who don't just point to the manger, but who clear space around it and beckon people in, who say with our lives and not just our words, "You are welcome here." Merry Christmas, everyone. Let's go into this week ready to recognize and experience the presence of God and to help others do the same.